Total Tuscany Podcast, episode 67.
I say my preference is when I have a family, so already like four people, five people traveling together. I usually recommend people to keep the tour and the day private so they can enjoy what we do. They can enjoy myself, but they can also enjoy their family without having other people. And this is what I recommend. In the case of, let's say, like two people traveling together and at the same time alone, because it's just the two of them, I also say if you don't want to book a private day, you can even share the tour. Anyway, when I say share a tour, several times people might expect, oh, okay, we will end up with 16 people, 20 people. No, it's not going to be that size, but it's going to be maximum 8 people. But let's say the average, it's about 4-6 people maximum in one day, and just rarely, I mean, few times 8 people, usually during the very high season. So I always tell people, don't worry about the size of the group because it's not huge.
Anna Mondofri is no stranger to the Total Tuscany Podcast. More than likely, if you have been a regular listener of this podcast and taken a trip to Tuscany, you have taken our advice and hired Anna as your private driver. Because when it comes to customer service, Anna is second to none. She has received numerous Certificate of Excellence awards from TripAdvisor, and in 2018 was named the best driving tour operator in Tuscany by Lux Life. Anna knows wine. She knows Tuscany. She knows the hidden gems that give you memories that last a lifetime. We have her back year after year because she's cool, and that's why her company is named Cool Tours. Happy New Year, everybody. And Pat Capagna, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Hey, Trav, glad to have you back from Italy, starting a new year.
Yeah, we went, my wife and I went to Florence. We left on the 16th of December, and we spent about 7 days there. And it was, we missed you, by the way. I can't believe you decided not to go with my wife and I again.
So you went without us. And the spin in 2020 is going to be heavy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but you also went in 2019 without my wife and I. You took your entire family over.
And so we took a group of 17 people.
I mean, I'm going to let you know. I don't want to make you jealous, and I don't want to make anybody else who's listening to this podcast jealous. But if you do, I highly recommend, and we get asked this all the time, when is a great time to go to Florence or go to Tuscany? And for 2 years in a row now, we've gone over the Christmas season. And the weather's been phenomenal. I think the coldest it got was maybe down in the in Florence, probably the high 30s, and then the Sunday before we left was like 60 degrees. It was beautiful over there.
Your pictures are amazing.
And if you want to see our pictures, I highly encourage you to check us out on Instagram. Just follow us at Total Tuscany on Instagram, because I did capture a lot of the holiday lights, which was spectacular. I mean, what they do in Tuscany and Florence, and really Italy for that matter, is they go all out for the holidays. I mean, something, you know, remember you drive through a small town in the States, they've got the nice lights and the poles and stuff. This is completely different. I mean, you truly feel the holiday spirit when you're in Florence.
Yeah. How does it feel different from walking through when you're shopping in the States?
Well, because I'm not in a mall. You know, I'm not in a strip mall. I'm not in a big mall. I'm not going to a Von Maur. You know, we went to the Christmas market at the Santa Croce. We went to the Christmas market in Arezzo. We actually took a train up to Bologna, which is but you talked me into that. We had never been to Bologna before, so we went up to Bologna on the train. We did everything by the train, so it was a lot of fun.
And these markets are outside markets.
They're all outside markets, and that's what was it was just kind of cool. I mean, it was just kind of relaxing. But what I did do is I took my handy recorder along, and without you, I recorded 3 podcasts when we were over there. So in the next couple of weeks, we'll be releasing podcasts with people that I talk to and regular guests that we have been on this podcast before, because it's just nice to connect with people, solidify those relationships, and touch base. Because over the time, and this
God, it was 11 years ago. You and I went for the first time. We've developed quite a few relationships over there.
Well, they're more than just business relationships. There's a lot of friends over there now.
Yeah. So our first conversation is going to be with a person who's been on this podcast. I believe this is like the third, fourth. I don't know how many times she's been on, but Anna Maria Mondolfi is our guest. She owns Cool Tours. Now, if you're not, we've talked about the importance of getting a private driver when you want to do a wine tasting or a day in Chianti, or if you want to go down to Montalcino or Montepulciano, it really is advantageous to say, you know what, I'm not going to take my own car. I'm just going to get a private driver. And there are so many advantages to having a private tour guide, because she takes you places way off the beaten path. And we'll get into where she took us. But she also takes you to some of the coolest wineries out there.
Well, yeah, that's the neat thing about Anne. She's got a lot of information. So she's kind of educating you in a fun way as you go. And, you know, it's not like it's hard to drive over there.
No.
But it's really nice to have somebody to drive when you're done with your wine tasting, right? And she does. She's taken us to some really cool small towns that we would never have visited if it weren't for her.
Just off the beaten path, and you don't stay there that long, but you do just go in there and kind of get an idea of the history and the location and what that town meant. And also, Anna's just full of spunk, right? I mean, do you know anybody who has as much energy as she does? A, for her job, but just she's nonstop, man. She's a motor. She just keeps going.
Yeah, she's the opposite of shy.
To put this in American terms, everybody remembers the commercials, the Energizer Bunny. I think that's Anna, right?
That is Anna.
just never, never stops. So, Cool Tours and Anna Maria Mondolfi is today's guest, recorded just off the Arno River. And we'll get into that after the podcast on today's Total Tuscany Podcast. Anna, what a splendid day we had with you. It's always good to see you again, by the way.
Yeah, it's also for me, it's always a pleasure. I think this is our fourth time or fifth time together. And now I feel to meet more friends now than clients. I mean, you're not a client anymore, I guess. Come on.
Yeah, client makes it sound so official. I don't like to be called a client. Friend sounds so much better. But what I find interesting is that every time that we've spent a day with you, it's been something different. Talk about you haven't lost that passion. What keeps you going every single day when you're meeting new people, going to different experiences? What motivates you?
Okay, now let's say that the main motivation is people, right? Because every day I meet so many different people from all over, then mostly also from the States, people with different personalities. And this is the first motivation is meeting people, because I think I'm a social animal, let's put it in this way. But then also the other thing is the experience. I always want to give people an experience, like a real experience. And somehow, going back to the same subject, I mean, treat people like friends, not like tourists.
And I think that's important, because I mean, we certainly feel like friends. We have a great time when we're with you. And I know that I've recommended several people to go to you, and they call me and say, "Oh my God, it's the best time I ever had." How do you create your day experiences? How do you know what people are going to like? How do you know what, you know, vineyard or winery you're going to take people to?
Let's put it in this way. The first important thing for me is to be in touch with people directly, because, you know, as soon as I get a message or an email, I try to read in between the lines, let's say. You know, it's important to understand. And then so I try anyway to customize the day and the service according to both the feeling that I get from a message, but also, you know, according to people requests. I try to understand as much as possible, and then I start to plan a day also according to my experience, and I will say also a little bit of my taste. And so I try to spread my passion and my taste about whatever it is, like wine or food or places where to go.
How do you pick the places you want to go? We were talking about that briefly in the van, just on, you know, how do you reach out, and when do you find time to find new places and meet, you know, winery owners and are sure they're going to give the experience that you're looking for your clients and customers?
Yeah, I will say that it takes time because usually I do all my research is mostly by myself in winter time or let's say a little bit off season. And so I take the time to do a list and look, have a first meeting, sometimes a second meeting. And so I try to experience the place myself first. And then eventually, if I really like the place, or again, the people, or a village, whatever, not whatever we're talking about, I want to share this with my friends and with my clients, yes.
So, you know, you may have people who aren't interested in wine. So what do you do if somebody's not interested in wine? Do they tell you that straight up and you can custom a different experience for them that way?
Yeah, so usually I have a lot of wine tours, but it doesn't mean that it's the only option because it is more than one option. And so when people ask me, for example, for sightseeing, or I also ask, you know, if they want to do more sightseeing or wine or food, things related, no? They say then, so clients might say that they want to do more sightseeing. And so I pick up villages and I try to show you something a little bit more, say, well-known, which might be, let's say, San Gimignano, for example, not just mention one, and then something which is more off the beaten path, a place where you will never go by yourself or on a big tour. Group, yes.
So you're really trying to find that unique experience, that one-of-a-kind experience for everybody.
Yes, also because I think it's important to get an experience, to meet the local people. And I think in a small village with not so many souvenir shops or whatever, you can really get a feeling and an idea about how people live in Italy and specifically in Tuscany.
So people, I can't stress this enough. If you're ever going to get a hold of Anna, she's great at communicating, but she's also very good at knowing exactly what could be done during the day. So if somebody says, hey, Anna, I want to do 5 wineries in a day, what are you going to say?
Now, usually I discourage people to do that, you know, because for me, 5 wineries, it's about you go, you drink. Okay, let's go to the second place. Okay, you go, you drink. Let's go to the third place. So I don't think you really get an experience, but it's just drinking, which is not what I really want to do. I just want to share my passion and in general, the knowledge about wine. And then I also want you to give time to talk to the owners, to talk to the winemakers, and you don't have to anyway to feel rushed at any time, and they are not going to rush you. And again, in the overall day, you don't feel like, okay, I don't have any time for questions because I gotta go and I have another one and another one. So take your time.
You know, today we just went to one. Am I saying it? Is it Balzini? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
It was a wonderful experience. It was only one place, and it was, I think we spent, boy, two and a half, maybe 3 hours there. And it was unique because we started with a tasting, then we had, you know, kind of an appetizer, and then we had lunch, and then really got to meet the people that ran that vineyard. I could make the argument that one winery is good enough for a day. I mean, because if you make it a good enough experience like today, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yes. Because again, I say quality versus quantity, because you can see things or you can experience things.
So what's the most unique thing you've ever been asked to do on a tour? What are some of those unique experiences that you didn't come up with, but people really wanted to have you do?
Allora, no, let's say I have a bunch of requests, you know. I'm thinking about something special. No, usually it's almost about, you know, wine and sightseeing. I would say that maybe also because people want to experience that with me. Yeah.
You're unique because you're a one-woman show. I mean, if you could clone like 50 Annas, that would be really nice because you could scale that business. But you operate alone. You run your website on your own. So if people are like, oh my God, how do I get a hold of Anna? What is the best way to reach out to you? What's the best way to schedule a day with you?
I would say the best way is always to contact me directly. through, you know, what my website, the clearly is cooltours.it, and it's also where you can find my email. And this is the best way, because there are also some other channels, but they're not really direct channels, so I will say contact me directly. And then also what I recommend people, it might be a problem to book by the very last minute. I will say, as soon as you know about your plans, just send me an email or even text me. It's another possibility, but again, email is better, because this could be, I mean, for people that they try to book by the last minute, this can be a problem, which is a good problem for me to have, but it's not good for me when I have to say no to people because I'm fully booked. So I would recommend to book in advance. And then of course, if you are really run out of time, you're here, let's say in Italy, in Florence, and you say, okay, let me try, why not? I just want to tell you that you can do that. Never say never.
So we're getting ready to, we're wrapping up 2019. You and I are sitting in a lovely wine bar sitting right on the Arno River in Florence. I'm sure everybody listening to this is extremely jealous, and you should be, because it's quite a beautiful sight. But you mentioned planning early. So 2020 is right around the corner. If somebody knows, like in January, they're coming in October of 2020, they should probably get a hold of you in January, right?
Yes, I will say as soon as possible, yes, because there are people that several times, you know, they expect, they wait too long, maybe because they believe that they don't have to bother me in advance, but it's not a bother, it's just planning in advance, make sure that we have all done and ready to go when you're here.
What's the longest stretch you've gone without a day off? Because, Italy is so popular, and I'm sure it's popular with Americans, I'm sure it's popular with people all around the world, but how many days have you gone without taking a day off before?
I have to say that speaking about all the daily tours, I reached also like 52 days in a row, like non-stop meeting different people. This was, let's say, the maximum so far. So I've been a little bit, I say, the gladiator of the year, let's put it in this way. But then also another thing is that I have a lot of people that they spend daily tours, so just a day with me, but also people that they want to be the gladiators, so they want to spend 2, 3, 4 days with me, and sometimes also 12 days. They will be the gladiators. Good luck, guys.
See, now I'm kind of disappointed to use the word gladiator, because Pat's going to be listening to this podcast, and Pat and I have this argument to where he thinks Gladiator, Maximus Aurelius, is the toughest human being ever on cinema. I think William Wallace of Scotland is the toughest, so now you just validated him by using just the term gladiator. So Pat's going to be really happy you used the term gladiator.
Okay, so I'm really, really happy if Pat will be happy, because somehow he deserves that. Come on. You know, he's just back in the States. We are here enjoying a glass of wine and a coffee, looking at the Arno River. So there are a lot of elements for him to be jealous. But let's say we'll like you and we'll love you, Pat.
What is the ideal group for you? I mean, your van holds up to 8. But, you know, we were just a group of 2 today, which I thought was really awesome, because we got so much Anna time. But what, and how does that work? Do you mix and match groups together? Do you just prefer groups that come together? What do you prefer?
No, let's say in my case, I say my preference is when I have a family, so already like 4 people, 5 people traveling together, I usually recommend people to keep the tour and the day private, so they can enjoy what we do, they can enjoy myself, but they can also enjoy their family without having other people. And this is what I recommend. In the case of, let's say, like 2 people traveling together, and at the same time alone, because it's just the 2 of them, I also say, if you don't want to book a private day, you can even share the tour. Anyway, when I say share a tour, several times people might expect, oh, okay, we will end up with 16 people, 20 people. No, it's not going to be that size, but it's going to be maximum 8 people. But let's say the average, it's about 4, 6 people maximum in one day, and just rarely, I mean, a few times, 8 people, usually during the very high season. So I always tell people, don't worry about the size of the group because it's not huge.
You know, you said the high season, and we're in the low season now. Is it just one season altogether? Because it seems December's been pretty busy for you. I mean, has it turned into Italy's just nonstop year-round?
Yes, I have to say that I keep using this word like slow season, low season. That is not totally true because tourism and also traveling in Italy and traveling in Florence changed a lot. Until a few years ago, we used to have a very short, let's say, season, very intense but short, almost between April and the beginning of October. Now it's not totally true anymore because it's more extended. There are people traveling in February as well as people traveling until the end of December, so until Christmas time and the end of the year. So you can even, let's say, enjoy Florence at Christmas time or for the end of the year. So it's a new destination. Yeah, so it's not really a slow season, I would say. Yeah.
What is your favorite season? Is it spring? I know summer can just be blazing hot. Is it harvest season? I found myself now loving the Christmas season to come around just because of the lights of Florence, and it's a little less busier. What's your favorite time to take people around?
Let's say I like a lot, yes, springtime. So let's say April, the beginning of May. And then I would say if I have to pick up another time of the year, I like September as well. It's a very interesting month because, first of all, in the countryside, there is so much going on. Again, people preparing or actually doing the harvest, so harvesting the grapes. The temperature is very nice. We don't have usually so many chances of rain. So I would say, yes, springtime and September is my favorite time of the year to bring people around. Yes.
So do you ever have to deal like with unruly clients? Anybody ever get like really drunk and do weird things on your tour?
Let's say sometimes the most, so I try to be, let's say I tell you the truth. I mean, usually I have amazing people. Let's say 95% of the times, you know, I never complain. I can complain. Nice people, very respectful as well. And then sometimes I have like, yes, that 5% or less of people getting drunk or maybe feeling sick.
Like throw up in your van?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, I have to say that the average so far is good, you know, because like one bad time over the last 12 years. So let's say it worked out pretty well. But it happened maybe because sometimes, you know, people, I don't know, maybe they don't feel the wine and then they might feel it on the way back, you know. But I always say enjoy the wine, enjoy the tasting, and clearly be responsible. If you have a limit, feel your body, you know, and don't drink that much, of course.
So where do most of your clients come from? Is it spread out or is it becoming more and more American?
No, let's say I started several years ago with a variety of clientele. Now we'll say this year, so 2019 has been 80%, 90% clients from the States.
Wow, that's a big number. I thought today was pretty interesting because you did something with us that you've never done in the past. Now, you're a sommelier, but you today paired the chocolate with the wine. You paired the food with the wine. Today I really got a lot about how food and wine and maybe food and or wine and the chocolate go together. Just your wine knowledge, what does that add for somebody who's on a tour?
Yes, for me it's very important to let people understand that when you go, whatever, you go online, on Facebook, whatever, so you see a lot of offers. So there are all kind of wine tours, because now somehow it's a must to do here in Tuscany. But I also say choose carefully because I think that you have to enjoy, you have to relax, you don't have to worry about driving, so drinking and driving. But I think that again, wine is part of our culture, so the Italian culture. So it's very important for me that you, again, experience what we do, so how we drink and eat at the same time. time. So wine and food is part of the Italian culture, no matter if you are in Tuscany or you are in the south of Italy, north of Italy, it's part of our culture. So again, it's not just drinking, but experiencing something that we do since a lifetime, but with an expert. So I don't want to bore people. I don't bore people because I don't go too deep in the details, but I think an experience about that, it's good to have during a wine tour, so not simply drinking.
So how much schooling goes into being a sommelier, though? I mean, that keeps, it's not, you just don't get to call yourself one. You have to go through a lot of schooling with this, don't you?
Right, yes, I have to go to a school for 3 years. So now I can say that I graduated almost now 3 years ago. And so because here the so I just followed the National Association of Sommelier, which is the one which is recognized all over Italy and not only all over Italy. And so I'm very proud, you know, that I took my time to do that because they are very, very good. I mean, we have a team of sommelier teachers who have been great. And so it's a process which lasts 3 years, first level, second level, and third level. Now I have a couple of projects in my mind, so who knows, maybe in 1 year or 2 years there will be another level. We'll see.
So what does 2020 look like for Anna? What's 2020 look like for you?
Let's say it seems like it's going to be another busy year. Which is what I like, what I want, and so yes, this is I'm very positive about that, and I hope to host other more like 90% of Americans coming with me and enjoying Tuscany.
Well, you know, one of those 90% that's not here is Pat. How disappointed were you that Pat didn't come along with my wife and I?
I know. We're disappointed. I'm disappointed too, even if I have to say I got the best with Travis. No, I'm kidding. We love you, Pat. We love you.
See, that's going to break his heart. It's just going to break his heart. And he knows, and he's listening to this right now, and he's cringing, and he's going to come on at the close, and he's going to give me a hard time, which he should. But, you know, it's always good to see you every single year. We met, what, 4 or 5 years ago, and this is our fourth excursion together, and I can't thank you enough for your hospitality. You're such a lovely person, and you treat my wife and I so wonderful. And it's great to spend a day with you.
Good. No, it's a pleasure also for me. And I hope really it's not. Again, I will not say I hope. I know that it's not the last time, right? So we are going to meet over and over again. As long as you can handle my voice, I mean, that would be awesome.
See, sooner or later, you're going to have to come to the United States to see us, though.
Yes, this is also another plan that I have. I don't know if it's going to happen early in 2020 or at the end of 2020, there is also a plan to go back to the States and visit friends like you. Anyway, I promise if I come to visit you, I will stay with you 3 days only, because translating the Italian version, in Italian we say that after 3 days, the guest smells like a fish. So I don't want to smell like a fish. So like a good Italian, 3 days only.
See, now I don't know whether to believe you or not, because I'm sure you have so many friends and clients that probably view you the same way I do, and that is a close personal friend that would just, oh, she's going to come stay with us.
Right, it's true. Yes, I have to say that I don't even have to plan maybe so many hotels, right? Because I have other clients that they took a tour with me maybe 6 years ago. When I was younger as well. No, I'm kidding. And anyway, now they keep coming back every couple of years. And yes, they always ask me to come visit. I mean, like whenever you come, whatever, to Florida, California, whatever, we are here. Just let us know, send us an email. And another thing is that a lot of my clients, they say, come here and we will drive you to drink our wine. Okay, so now I will do that. Everybody will drive for me in the States.
You do know, though, because that's a testament not just to your tours, but it's a testament to you and your hospitality and your personality. You know that, right?
Let's say I'm aware that I'm a little character, let's say, you know. I mean, I think it shows also when I do this kind of podcast with you. I'm very shy. I don't like to talk. I don't like to do jokes. I'm very boring. I bore people until the end of the day. And so, yeah, I think it shows. But anyway, yes, I'm shy, definitely. Mm.
Anna will give you a complete history of the Etruscans all the way up to Tuscany today. I promise you, no matter where you go, if it's a small hilltop town or one of the tourist traps, she knows it all. Cooltours.it, that's cooltours.it. Make sure if you're coming to Italy in 2020 to start booking your 2020 day with Anna, or 2 days with Anna, or 3 days with Anna, however long you want to spend with Anna, do it as soon as possible, because the sooner you get in, you're guaranteed to get her services. It's great seeing you, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you so much for hosting me. Thank you so much for coming back here. And I will see you next year, or maybe sooner the next year. Okay. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody. Come here.
All right, Pat, were you jealous that we were talking about you throughout that podcast?
You know, that's an understatement. But so the great thing here is that Anna has finally settled once and for all our dispute regarding William Wallace and Gladiator Maximus. We win. Maximus wins.
Is that what it is?
That's the way we win.
That was such a fun recording, because we spent the entire day with Anna, and she took us to Balzini Winery, which I bought 6 bottles of wine, and it was some really, really good wine. It's in Chianti, but they do not bottle Chianti Classico. This is a nice little private vineyard. Everything's organic, and they are bottling the Super Tuscan. So just to let you know, I ordered 6 bottles.
Nice.
I will at one point share one of the bottles with you, maybe a couple of the bottles with you, which is really cool. But then we got done, and we went back to Florence, and we went into this nice little wine bar just right off the Arno River on the other side. So we crossed the Ponte Vecchio.
Okay.
And then we went into this little wine bar that was right on the river. And we sat there and had this conversation. And I'm sitting there. I almost had to pinch myself. I'm drinking wine. I'm on the Arno River. And I'm having this conversation with who has been voted the best tour operator in Tuscany. And I'm like, life doesn't get any better than this.
So you're in the Altreno district.
I'm in the Altreno district. And we're just having that conversation. And, you know, thinking, boy, What would Pat be doing if he was here with us?
I was very jealous listening to this recording. She is an amazing person, and you can't speak any more highly about
her. You can't. And Anna, and she said it, you know, we're not clients anymore, we're friends. And every time that we happen to be there, we try to hook up with her at least. Yeah, it's always funny, because I'm always like, listen, I don't want to go out. I just want you to come in, have some coffee, spend the day with me. Or, you know, she's every time she shows up at our hotel, she's like, come hop in the van. I'm like, no, let's just go down to Geely's and get a coffee. She's like, no, nope, we're going to go. And I'm like, I didn't, you know. She's like, no, nope, let's go. We're just going to, because she just likes to show her expertise.
She likes her job.
She loves her job. And that's why you should experience what Anna has to offer on one of her private tours. Go to cooltours.it. That's cooltours.it. If you're on the podcast page on totaltuscany.com, plenty of links right there in the description and in the story. And just click on that. As you start to plan, I'm going to let you know, Anna's busy. Anna is in high demand. So if you know you're planning a trip, reach out to her, let her know what dates you have available, and work with her right now. And it may, because you, it's very rare that you could call Anna a week in advance and say, hey, can I have a tour? Right?
Right.
I mean,
she might know somebody that can help you.
Yes.
So if you're in that situation, it wouldn't hurt to ask.
No, not at all.
But if you want it to be Anna, what, a couple months at least in advance.
Now, she does, and she's done up to very large groups, so she can accommodate, but you just got to – it does take a little bit of planning. If you need some help getting in contact with her, you can reach out to us at TotalTuscany.com, or you can just go straight to Anna on the link, cooltours.it. It's always good to hear from Anna. She's a great person. Hope you can utilize her services while you make your next trip to Tuscany. Now, Pat, I've recorded a couple more podcasts while I was in Florence. So in the coming weeks, we're going to talk to the Florence Urban Adventures. Linda Sorgiovanni, who we've had with Customize Italy, also operates that business. So we're going to talk more about the Florence Urban Adventure. She also owns Rome Urban Adventure. So just little day trips you can do, and we got to experience those. Saw some cool parts of Florence that I'd never experienced before.
Great resource.
And then I caught up with our old friend Urbano Brini. Remember Urbano from Florence?
Urbano's an amazing guy.
He's an amazing businessman, operates a very, very popular tourist service, but he has something different now, and he has these great stuff that you do with Florence Town, but he has experiential, more customized stuff that it's not really advertised on the website, that you can really dive into the Tuscan culture. Mm-hmm. So those will be coming up in the next couple of weeks as we continue to share our stories from around Tuscany and Florence and my most recent trip. If you have not followed Total Tuscany on Facebook, just give us a like, because we're there, and you can follow us on Twitter. We're probably not as active on Twitter as we used to be, but I highly recommend that you follow us on Instagram, because Instagram is so beautiful. We get to share our pictures. And Pat, you mentioned you got to see the pictures I took over there. So it's there's some pretty cool ones up there.
Yeah. It's as I'm working, slaving away here in the States, around lunchtime, I get a plethora of pictures. But I just wanted to remind the listeners, too, that don't if you're planning a trip, don't forget to reach out to us. We will help you plan something.
Well, we will start with a free 15-minute consultation, kind of find out what you like, what you're interested in. And if you want to move forward, we can start the trip planning services. And I promise you, whether you're going for a week, 2 weeks, hell, even one day, we can make sure that you have a great time while you're in Tuscany and Florence. For Pat Capagna, I'm Travis Justice. Hope you enjoyed this edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. We'll be back very, very soon. We've got a lot of content lined up for the podcast coming up in a couple weeks. Share this with a friend. And remember, start planning your trips today, because Italy does not have to be a once-in-a-lifetime. It doesn't have to be a bucket list. It's something you can do over and over and over again. And we highly encourage you to do that. So we'll talk to you next time on the Total Tuscany Podcast.